Hi, my name is Ng Jermaine and I'm from class T01. So for the remote learning this week, I've watched a video on video 2 on investigating boss, and through this video, I've learned some of the things that the teacher does in order to help the children with their learning. So the firstly, the teacher's role is to observe the children's interactions to see what topics interest them and is suitable for them. The teachers then have to gather to plan and then expand on the ideas, as well as to come up with hands-on activities for the children to engage in so that they can have a better understanding of the topic, which in this case is boss. As the teachers carry out the activities, the teachers will ask all sorts of closed-ended and open-ended questions. So for example, for the closed-ended questions, the teacher asks whether the ball hit the wall and what if did the marbles hit the ball as well. So this actually helps the children to learn to compare, which is a processing skill of DOW. And another question that the teacher asked was, do you think the marbles roll faster or the golf balls roll faster? So this actually encouraged the children to think and predict that which ball will actually roll faster. So therefore, the teachers are actually facilitating the children's learning to help them to make sense of their experiences. The teachers has also asked open-ended questions such as, what do you think will happen? And additionally, the teachers also allow the children to explore the speed and how far the balls can go by providing materials for the children to explore, such as using ramps and building blocks. And to help them to record down their investigations, the teachers use graphic organizers such as a chart to compare whether a ball bounces or not. And different types of balls are also provided during art lessons for the children to touch, so that and to compare whether they have the same texture, as well as to open up the ball to compare whether the ball is the same in the inside and on the outside. So professionals are also invited to help the children to engage in physical activities and to learn some skills about basketball, such as like dribbling and passing. And I learned that not only providing the hands-on and sensory experience is important, but the questions that the teachers ask are also important, because the children may only focus on enjoying the learning, but with the questions asked by the teachers, they are able to make sense of their learning while enjoying at the same time. However, my concern is that since this is an inquiry-based learning, how do we encourage the children to ask more questions about their learning instead of having the always having the teachers to ask the questions? Thank you.